Proceedings at the Ahmed Gilani trial began Monday with a discussion by Judge Lewis Kaplan with defense and prosecution attorneys about the impact on juror impartiality that Friday's news about an attempt to ship bombs from Yemen to the United States might have. Kaplan noted Yemen is also an element of the Gilani trial. Another similarity is the explosive PETN, which was found in the devices shipped from Yemen and in residue from the 1998 terrorist bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. During its opening argument, the prosecution alleged that Gilani told his family he was leaving Tanzania for Yemen just before the bombing of the U.S. embassy in Dar es Salaam. A witness testified last week that an alleged Gilani co-conspirator said he was moving to Yemen just prior to the attack. The prosecution argued the trial should proceed, saying no jurors should be concerned about Gilani's conduct since his arrest 6 years ago and Friday's incident in Yemen. Judge Kaplan said almost anything related to terror could have a vague relationship to the ongoing trial, adding that it would not have any likely prejudicial effect. Defense attorneys said neither side wants a mistrial and insisted the judge ask jurors if they can remain impartial. Kaplan polled the jury to find out how many members heard, read, or saw anything about the bombs. 16 of the 12 jurors and 6 alternates did. Lawyers for both sides, along with the judge, then asked each juror in private what they had heard about the incident. Kaplan determined there was no prejudice, but extended his warning that jurors avoid all news about terrorism as such. His instructions at the outset of the trial were to avoid only information outside the courtroom that is related to the Gilani trial. The prosecution called as a witness retired FBI agent Gerald Bemmel, who testified he found a book with Gilani's name in it, as well as a blasting cap in an armoire he searched at 15 Amani Street in Dar es Salaam. Gilani and alleged co-conspirators reportedly stayed at that address. The defense questioned Bemmel about his procedure, drawing a rebuke from Kaplan. The judge rejected the attorney's implication that the evidence was unlawfully obtained. He also told the jury that all evidence presented at 15 Amani Street was collected according to U.S. and Tanzanian law. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, New York.